Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次回到潘吉杰尼的节目当中，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's very delicious episode.
对，我们今天这个七月那么热嘛，就要请大家来吃一点冰淇淋哈。
Ice cream, the perfect summer treat.
Ice cream just screams happiness to me. 因为我想到冰淇淋，我就觉得哇，太开心，太快乐了。
Yeah, you don't even need to take a bite. You just need to think about
think
it and
about
it makes you happy, right?
对，我们今天只能给大家画饼充饥，没办法真的请你们吃哈。但是希望大家听我们今天的节目呢，也可以很开心，很快乐，解解暑。那今天我和 Jason 呢，会跟大家揭晓一下近几年来最 popular, 最受欢迎的十大冰淇淋口味，对不对？
Yeah, these different ice cream flavors, right?
Yeah, the top 10 flavors. 然后呢，这里面有一些我们熟悉的。我觉得今天大家会得到很多的就是呢，这个里面还有好多口味，我觉得对于我们中国消费者来说是有点奇怪的，但是很新奇也很好吃。So I hope after today's show, maybe you will go hunt for these.
Yeah, we hope you can find your favorite flavor among these 10, and you can learn how to say it and go find it yourself.
对对对，当然呢，我们还会教大家很多跟冰淇淋相关的非常实用的英语啊。All right, let's get started. So Jason, when we talk about these ice cream 口味哈，我们用的英语词是你刚刚说的那个
flavors.
All right, 那我们就不说 taste, 对吧？
Yeah, if you say taste, it kind of gives you this feeling of something in your mouth, the actual taste inside of your mouth. But this is more about the flavor of a brand or a variety of ice cream or some treat.
嗯，是的，是的。为了准备今天的节目呢，我们俩还 we read some trade paper, 对吧？这个美国乳业协会，所以这个 list 是非常 credible, 很有公信力的。他们根据冰淇淋在超市这些地方的销量，这个是23年的一个榜啊。So this is their top 10 most popular ice cream flavors in the United States.
Wow, I wonder if this will match up with Chinese tastes. My guess is probably not.
对啊，我前面就说其中有一半吧，对我们来说不是那么熟悉的啊。So how do you want to do this?是从十到一 like people usually do, 还是就直接从 number one 开始说?
Let's just start with number one, because these are the most simple and plain, I guess, flavors at the top of the list.
对，就是跟人家那个揭晓榜单第一名最期待不一样。我觉得你们美国人 ice cream 的口味最受欢迎的是最平常或者 dare I say 最 boring 的。
Maybe the most boring, but also the most classic, right?
好，那是什么呢?
Vanilla.
香草,或者广东话,云泥拿,是吧?
云泥拿, wow.
Transliteration, 对对对。哎,这个香草, even in English, 你可以把它就搞成一个形容词,说一个人很 boring, 就说 oh, he's so vanilla, right?
Yeah, it typically just means without any extra special flavors, just the basic flavor, right?
Plain good old vanilla.
That's right. But that doesn't mean it's not good, right? It's classic for a reason.
虽然平平无奇，但是好的这个 vanilla 口味啊，真的还是非常好吃，因为香草那个 ingredients 很贵的呀。
I'm not even sure exactly what it is, right? It's part of a plant. I know that.
It's a pod, 就像一个豆是黑的。Anyway, 扯远了哈 ,vanilla,but it's always, 就是我觉得是比较安全的。
Yeah, I think there's very few people that don't like vanilla ice cream, right?
对,即使你没有那么爱它,但是你不会说,我不要, right?
Yeah, exactly.
好,那 what's the number two, the second most popular flavor?
Also the second most classic, I think, chocolate.
Oh, I love, who doesn't love chocolate? 所以有一个词啊，就是巧克力上瘾的人，对不对？
That's right, a chocoholic.
是。好，那第三位的是一个水果口味。
Strawberry.
一二三三个口味合在一起，是我小时候非常喜欢的中国的一种 ice cream, 是一个杯子叫三色杯。
Ah, yes, that combination of those three we call Neapolitan.
Neapolitan, 对对对，很好吃的啊。好，那三个熟悉的口味揭晓完了，接下来的这些 ，Well, this list gets interesting.
All right, here we have butter pecan
as our number four most popular ice cream flavor. Okay, butter 黄油，butter pecan 主要不是说什么那个 ice cream 吃起来像黄油，是说这个坚果 pecan 碧根果啊，就是像大的山核桃那样的，这个是用黄油去烘啊，去炒是吧？
Yeah, it's not butter flavored ice cream. I think it's the pecans themselves, the nuts themselves that have that buttery flavor to them.
对对对，这个我也很喜欢， because I always like to put some kind of nuts.On my ice cream, 就是 ice cream 是软的，然后你放一些坚果，对吧？这个 mixture of 口感 texture 很好。
Yeah, you get a good mouthfeel that way, right?
对对，好，那接下来第五个 top ice cream flavor.
Ooh, I love this one, cookie dough.
这个很美国，然后这个我觉得就是在中国，就除非是进口的。特别是美国进口的冰淇淋，不然你不太会看到这种口味。
Yeah, I'm not sure when we started putting this in ice cream, but I'm glad we did, right? Uncooked cookie dough.
对，这个要解释一下。Cookie 就是曲奇嘛，然后这个 dough 呢，就是面团。然后像 Jason 说的，它是没有烘，还没烘过的，基本上是生的。但是这个生的面团就吃了也不会有什么关系，而且它特别好吃。
Yeah, it's kind of squishy, a little QQ 的, right?
对，就很糯，然后就是，就像你说，很 Q 的那个口感， very chewy, right?
Yeah, and there's often chocolate chips in there too, right? Because it's cookie dough.
Exactly, 对，如果没有，里面没有那个巧克力豆，也没人要吃，我觉得。
还是很好吃啊。I've had that before, actually.
美国的小朋友不是就妈妈做曲奇的时候，他们都会偷一点这个还没烘的 dough, 这个面团吃。
Oh yeah, absolutely have to steal a little bit of cookie dough every time.
总之美国人就是很爱曲奇，因为你们第六个受欢迎的口味仍然是曲奇。
Another cookie one, cookies and cream.
Yeah, this one I think is pretty popular in China as well. 特别是哈根达斯30年、30年前进来以后就把这个口味开始带入中国。奶油曲奇，曲奇奶油，反正它里面那个曲奇呢是就像奥利奥的那种。
Yeah, these are not the same cookies, right? These are those black or super dark brown Oreo cookies.
Right, and mixed with some, vanilla or creamy ice cream.
Yeah, and of course it's not dough, right? So it has that crunchiness to it that you wouldn't get with the cookie dough flavor.
Oh, 对对对，这口感不一样啊，虽然两种都是曲奇。好，那接下来的这个第七个，这个对于很多我们中国朋友来说，就觉得它吃起来有点像牙膏啊，漱口水那种。
Yeah, I had to learn from my friends in China that they didn't like this flavor. They thought it was weird. Mint chocolate chip.
薄荷巧克力，这个 chip 就是一粒一粒的巧克力碎哈。这个对我们来说 it's not very common, 但是你如果在美国或者加拿大就任何一个超市它一定会有这个口味。
Yeah, this is a really common flavor, and like I said, I don't even think Americans would think it's weird, right? I had to go abroad to find out that other people, like in China, were like, wow, that tastes like toothpaste, and I thought, it kind of does, actually.
Yeah, because it's a default flavor there, right? 就是你们那个一定会有的嘛 because you grow up with it, 所以也不觉得它奇怪。
Yeah, exactly.
我现在觉得还蛮好吃的，因为有的时候 when it's just chocolate, it gets a little too rich, 但是因为有那个 mint 来 balance 一下， so I actually like it.
Yeah, I like it too, even though now I kind of think about toothpaste sometimes when I eat it, I still like it. It's still good enough for me to eat.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, 如果你家只有 vanilla ice cream, 里面拌点漱口水。sorry, maybe.
Don't do that.
漱口水不要咽下去。Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay, let's race through the last three on our list, okay? Number eight. So we don't have the mint here. This flavor is just...
Chocolate chip.
哦，这个也好吃啊，这就是巧克力 ice cream， 但是里面有一粒一粒的那个巧克力粒粒碎碎，对吧？
Yeah, it's basically a vanilla with just a little bit of chocolate chip spread throughout it.
对，就有这个巧克力豆哈。But every time they put some extra bits, 就有这个一小粒的 texture, 我都觉得 it makes the ice cream more exciting.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you something to look forward to in each bite, to search for the little chocolate chips, right?
对, speaking of these little bites and pieces, 我们接下来的这个口味 is full of them.
Yes, this one has lots of ingredients and it's rocky road.
充满石子或者大石头颠簸的路。那 rocky road 呢其实是在英国啊美国啊然后加拿大澳洲都很有名的一个甜点。它里面基本上就是棉花糖或者那种牛轧糖然后呢有巧克力然后呢也有一些这个 nuts, 坚果。所以真的就像一个 rocky road, it looks like a very rocky road.
Yeah, it's like an under construction road, and the ice cream is always chocolate for this one.
对，然后也有 vanilla, 对吧？
Oh, really?
但里面我对我也买过 vanilla 的，但它里面有很多 chocolate chips, 然后还有就那种要有棉花糖。但当然，在那个 ice cream 里面，棉花糖它已经是硬硬的嘛。But anyway, this one's really good, and I enjoy it. 你喜欢吗？
I like it. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I like it.
你们美国人第十最喜欢的这个冰淇淋是什么呢？
peanut butter.
啊，花生酱。哎，其实花生酱放在甜品里面很好吃，因为在中国，我们的花生酱经常是作为就是咸的料理的调料嘛，来吃火锅的时候或者有些面蘸一下。但在美国，基本上也不能说基本上，但很多时候 peanut butter 是放在甜品里面。
Yeah, and often it comes with chocolate, right? So you'll have these peanut butter cups that are like surrounded by chocolate. Yeah, like Reese's, yeah.
对，然后这个我觉得做冰淇淋也很好吃，因为花生酱很香嘛， and the texture is like very smooth, velvety.
Yeah, it kind of adds an extra richness to it too, I think.
好，那我们刚刚告诉了大家在美国最受欢迎的十大冰淇淋口味，问一下 Jason。你自己最喜欢的口味 was it on that list?
Yes, but I'm kind of torn between two of them.
Oh, 哪两个?
So my two favorites might surprise you, but I would say either mint chocolate chip or just plain vanilla.
Oh, okay. 很美国啊，也没有很 surprise 我。
Okay, good. Yeah, for me, vanilla is, even though it's boring, it's such a classic flavor that if I could only eat one ice cream for the rest of my life, I think I might choose vanilla.
所以你是打安全牌。我觉得你应该是个比较靠谱，比较 conservative, 保守一点的人，是吧？
Well, when you add lots of different ingredients in there, sometimes it kind of ruins it for me. And I don't like chocolate ice cream very much, so.
You must be crazy.
It's too rich. It's too rich.
Right. 哎，这倒是。所以我是比较喜欢 dark chocolate, 因为就像你说一般巧克力真的有点太甜太腻了啊。我还想问问你，就是在美国你们去超市买冰淇淋有哪些牌子是 what are some really common popular brands?
One of them has a cool name, a fun name, Blue Bell.
对，这个在加拿大也是属于就是超市里面品质比较好，但也性价比比较高，价格比较便宜的。
Yeah, you can find that one in most supermarkets.
Yeah, and then my mother-in-law, 我婆婆一直家里有的一个叫 Is it Breyers or Breyers?
I pronounce it Breyers.
Okay, Breyers. 对，这个也是在美国加拿大就是很大众很受欢迎的一个冰淇淋口味啊。但是当然在美国超市里面也有很高端的，对吧？
Yeah, I feel like they were one of the first, at least in my generation, to sell fancy, expensive ice cream.
那就是
Häagen-Dazs.
哈根达斯，对，哈根达斯在中国也是，我记得他刚进中国的时候，我在读小学吧，然后那个时候一球哈根达斯就要十几二十块钱，但那个时候可能对我们的就我爸爸妈妈的工资还只有可能几百块，不到一千块钱人民币一个月。然后我如果年底考试考得很好，他们就会带我到哈根达斯去吃一球冰淇淋。 I still have that memory. 对，所以我就到现在还是很喜欢哈根达斯。
Do you remember what flavor you got when you did that?
Cookies and cream.
Nice, nice.
Always cookies and cream. 对，然后yeah, so that's the expensive fancy one.但是美国我觉得还有一个 ice cream 的品牌，这个 not sure if they're in China, I hope they are, 是我最喜欢的。然后 this is so, just makes me so happy beyond happy.
Yeah, this one, this brand seems to have taken over the ice cream market, and it's Ben and Jerry's.
对，因为这个品牌就是 started by 两个很好的朋友，一个叫 Ben, 一个叫 Jerry, 是吧？
Yeah, very simple name.
而且是在美国特别冷的一个地方他们开的这个厂这个店。
Yeah, they're from the northeast part of the country in a state called Vermont.
对，然后他这个冰淇淋到底有什么好呢？
Well, they like to put all kinds of different ingredients and experiment with new flavors all the time.
对，我跟大家介绍一下啊，比如说我非常喜欢他们的一个 ice cream 叫Cookie, 曲奇来了 ,Cookie Vermonster, 因为在 Vermont, 这里面有什么呢？你买这个冰淇淋啊，它外面的盒子上面，我到时候那个我们今天的推送截个图给大家看，有 ice cream.
All right, so here's how they describe it. Sweet cream ice cream with chocolate chip cookies and chocolatey cookie swirls topped with creamy whipped ice cream, sea salt, chocolatey swirls, and chocolatey chunks.
对，所以你说这 ice cream 是不是就是一个 I think it's a dreamboat ice cream, 就梦想当中的冰淇淋。我觉得所有的口味嘛，它都是这个样子的。It's just something like an ice cream lover would dream of, 但是就是市场上没有卖。然后 Ben and Jerry 这两个人就说 You know what? We're gonna do it. 是吧？
Yeah, it's kind of like if these guys at home used to just take all the cookies and the brownies and all the sweets in their house and put them in the ice cream. And then they're like, hey, we might as well sell this, right?
Exactly. 而且他这个 ice cream, 你每一次买啊，那么一小杯或者一品托 one pint,我就觉得非常的值，很超值，因为里面的东西 pieces 都很大，just loaded.
Yeah, they are loaded with all kinds of stuff, especially like nuts, you know, and things that would be expensive anyway. So it's a little pricey, but very worth it.
很超值啊，然后它其实比哈根达斯我觉得便宜一点吧，或者就是相同的价位 ，but you really like the stuff you get in it. Anyway, 值。
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's expensive just to be expensive and fancy, right? It's expensive because it's worth it. It's filled with stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Bang for your buck. 好，那我们今天节目最后呢，跟大家再讲一些不同的 ice cream, 就 different kinds of ice cream. 这里不是 flavor, 而是说，比如说吃冰淇淋的时候，你到一个店，对吧？你可以让它放在一个杯子里面。
Yeah, you could put it in a cup, or you could put it in a cone.
哎，对，一个蛋卷里面啊。哦，然后还有一个很重要的词，就是这个冰淇淋形容一球一球的。We do not say a ball of ice cream.
No, we say a scoop of ice cream.
对，so one scoop, two scoops, three scoops, not one ball, two balls, three balls, right?
That's right, yeah, because the verb here, to scoop the ice cream out of the tub of ice cream, right?
Oh, 对，它也是个动词啊。And also the 名词, right? The tool, 工具,那个就叫一个 scoop 吧。
Yeah, you could say a scoop or a scooper.
Okay. 好,那还有,比如现在在国内也越来越多的意大利冰淇淋。
Gelato.
对,这个是也很好吃,然后呢,稍微没那么肥一点,是吧?
I'm not sure how they do it. Yeah, I'm not sure how it's made, but yeah, it's definitely less fatty and it has a softer texture.
Oh, I know why. 因为我去上过一个做 gelato 的课。
Oh, nice.
就他是说因为里面是用比较多的是牛奶，美国 ice cream, 就一般的 ice cream 用比较多的是 cream. Yeah, so less fatty and also softer texture.
Yeah, which is also nice sometimes. Ice cream can make you feel really filled up, right? And very heavy. So I like gelato.
哎，对 ,gelato 或者那种啊，就是像超市便利店也有的，这样打出来的那个。
Yeah, that's right. Soft serve ice cream, right?
Those are also really good. 我也很爱那种。
Yeah, me too.
哎，Jason, 冰棍儿 棒冰、mm-hmm. 这个英语怎么说呢？
Popsicles.
OK, 讲到 popsicles, 哎呦，我们有很多中国的口味，我不知道你当时有没有吃过啊。比如说上海有一种盐水棒冰。
盐水棒冰。
I think it's like a sports drink, you know, it's like water but with salt. What do you call it? Saline water 吗？还是什么？
Oh wow, is it good?
很好吃，因为它不是彻底咸，它是有一点点咸咸，然后就 it's very refreshing.
Nice, something good for like a hot summer day, right?
哎，对对对，而且真的就是以前就工厂里面啊，就防止大家中暑啊什么，真的是会发这种。
Oh, so maybe it's like actually healthy, unlike
yeah,
ice cream.
对对对，然后还有什么东北大板儿 ？You know, we go to 东北那一块。
What is that?
各种不同的口味，但它就是一块真的像一个板儿，而且是个大板儿，就很大一个棒冰。
Wow, I gotta try this. I've never had that before.
Yeah, yeah, they are very good. And also, 我其实也是觉得它比较跟冰淇淋相比，没那么容易肥。
Yeah, it's more convenient too. It has the stick on there, right? You can carry it easily.
Yeah, 但对我来说那个就化了然后滴滴答答 you know, it melts and then it's like drips and drips.
Ah, that's right. I've seen these really interesting popsicles in the US with a little cup underneath the popsicle. So when it melts, it falls
in
the cup. But yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's smart. Oh, 然后还有一个我小时候就是一个 treat, 上海的中冰砖。It's our 很有代表性 iconic ice cream.
It sounds like, was it like an ice cream brick?
Yeah, because it looks like a brick, or half of a brick.
Wow.
一半砖头 and it's vanilla, so I think you will like it, yeah.
I bet I would. And I think if it's a full-size brick, I could probably eat that too.
Oh, I don't doubt you. 不怀疑你的实力。好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道你最喜欢的 ice cream flavor 是哪一个？
Yeah, maybe tell us in the comments, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Especially if it's not one of these flavors on the list, we'd love to hear about it.
对，因为现在国内有很多自己的 ice cream 品牌，然后也做得非常好，还有很多新奇的味道，比如咸蛋黄啦，然后麻辣，是吧？然后大家都可以跟我们来推荐分享一下啊。Well, thank you very much for listening. Stay cool, guys. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.